This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Wow, it's Friday. Hi. Friday, the 11th of May is upon us. 2018 is the year. And we have the DJV show in attendance. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen. Jennifer is hosting some kind of Big Bopper breakfast for Big Boppers, I guess, as far as I know. Anyway, we've got trending stories. That's Victoria's claim to fame here. Wow! Trump's going to meet with Kim on June 12th in Singapore. How about them apples? Did I take your thunder away? I was just looking
at you. No, actually, no.
Okay, all right.
But that's great news, too.
What other thundering stories do you have for us?
Well, there's a name that not a lot of people are familiar with that's trending this morning. Have you heard of Kelly Sadler?
Barry Sadler, his third cousin I've heard of, but I don't know Kelly.
Well, not a lot of people know Kelly, but a lot of people will by the end of today. She is an aide, a special assistant to President Trump, and she apparently has caused a lot of controversy online with Cindy McCain, the wife of John McCain.
Oh, yes, I did see that. What a dummy. Oh, my
yes.
God, what a dummy.
So if you didn't hear why she's a dummy, here's what happened. So in a closed-door meeting, John McCain came out in opposition to the nomination of Gina Haspel for CIA director, and behind closed doors, Kelly Sadler responded to McCain's comments saying, quote, "It doesn't matter, he's dying anyway." Now,
tone
in today's
deaf
world...
Anyone? Tone just, deaf?
Beyond tone deaf. Who's that insensitive? What an idiot. So, of course, in today's world, nothing stays behind closed doors. So this got out. The White House actually didn't even deny the allegations. They didn't confirm it, but they didn't deny it. Cindy McCain got wind of it and sent out a tweet at Kelly Sadler saying, "May I remind you, my husband has a family, 7 children, and 5 grandchildren." And so Kelly Sadler did not respond to Cindy McCain's tweet. She's probably trying to lay low right at the moment.
I would think she should be fired by the end of the day.
Well, you know, there has been a lot of social media back and forth, a lot of commentary on Twitter. Should she stay? Should she go? It seems to be, just from the tweets that I've read this morning, kind of a 50-50. Some people standing up for Kelly, saying they used to work with her at the Washington Times, which is a conservative publication. She was an editor and a reporter there before she took the position at the White House. And other people saying, like, this is so insensitive and such an outrage, and regardless of how John McCain feels about Gina Haspel, that he deserves the respect and being an American patriot and things like that. John McCain is definitely one of those kind of hot button people where if you've noticed, you know, whether he's causing controversy himself or other people just being defensive of his position and his legacy, he's not somebody you mess with, especially not now. No one knows how much time he has left. This is just the wrong time to be that stupid.
It just tells you a lot about the person and the circumstance, and that person should not be in a position. I think we need to be working on, as I've said 150 million times, how to get people together, bring people together. We have few enough of those people around as it is on both sides. So saying something like that. McCain is a hot button. You're right about that. I remember meeting him at one of those Washington correspondence dinners. He'd been on this program back and forth a lot. Used to have a good time when I was doing more of a political program with Me and Us. He was, the night I met him, he was really distracted by something that was far bigger than the conversation we were having. But he was pretty in person, pretty direct to the point, and frankly, I recoiled when Trump said what he did about him during the campaign. You know, he's a lousy soldier because he got caught.
That was
kind of stuff. It's just tone deaf. That's what it is. All right, here's something else that has emerged in the past 24 hours that just once again brings into question what in the world is going on with police and their training. I'm sure that most of you or many of you have seen the video of the police officer in North Carolina slamming and choking and a black man in front of a Waffle House, yet another Waffle House incident. So if you haven't, it's all over Facebook. The man, and you can watch the video and hear him yelling, "Get your hands off of me," in Warsaw, North Carolina. Chief of police says that the department is investigating the incident, interviewing witnesses, gathering additional video. What do you need additional video for? Look at what he's doing. The guy was ticked off because the white police officer was angry because the black guy had taken his 16-year-old sister out for food after she went to the prom. And so that
Really? So the cop was directly connected to this situation?
Yeah, he followed him around because he was a white, his white cousin or niece or whoever she was, sister.
That explains why he's in a tuxedo. Okay, I was kind of wondering, like, why
what,
is this
the black
man?
Guy?
Yeah,
oh, the black guy's in a tuxedo.
Because he
just came
from prom. Okay,
yeah,
that didn't make sense why a man's in tuxedo at the Waffle House, but okay.
No, not too many people at the Waffle House in a tuxedo.
Right, exactly.
Anyway. He said, "I was trying to scream for air, trying to breathe because he was holding my throat. And when I got aggressive with him, it was because he was choking me." He was charged with resisting arrest and disorderly conduct. The only reason that there was any disorderly conduct is because this guy went after him because he's a black guy and he had his sister. I haven't quite figured out. Is it his sister, his cousin, his niece?
It's his sister. His 16-year-old sister. So this guy is 22. Anthony Wall is his name, the cop. And he showed up at the Waffle House, I guess. Like you said, he had followed them and had an argument with the sister, probably about her choice of prom date. And then the police were called, and then it just got worse from that point on.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a mess. Oh.
And then, so for those people who are always defending the police, most of them, I had a great chat with the acting police chief in my town the other day about things that were going on here. And one of the things, he's not probably not going to keep his job because the new mayor of Framingham, who is a black lady, is trying to find and has apparently found a black woman who is in police service somewhere in the metro Boston region to be the police chief here. And at least that's the rumor. And that's swell as long as she goes through the process that everybody else would go through. You get this culture of finding, you go find an expert or a consultant and you do a search. You're not going to promote from inside, and there are so many problems in the police office here that they need to go outside. But it's just really interesting how this black and white thing, it's still, it makes us feel like we have a very immature country. That's the way I look at it anyway.
Yeah.
Michael Avenatti, who is the lawyer for adult
this guy's looking for a reality show, don't you think?
Stormy Daniels. I think he's an opportunist to the degree.
Yeah. He's not stupid.
No,
he's not stupid at all, I just picture the opening montage of him just running after an ambulance, you know? He's everywhere. He's like a cockroach. He just can't get rid of him.
No. So he's been asked a number of times who's paying for him. And he has answered, his answer has been as evasive as some of his remarks. All fees and expenses of this case have been funded by our client, Ms. Clifford, who is Stormy Daniels, or by donations from our crowdjustice.com page.
Oh, that's right. Didn't they raise like $100,000 for?
From one person, apparently. And now they're trying to figure out who that one person is. It's obviously somebody who doesn't like Trump, but now they're going to try to figure out who it
Wouldn't
is.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if it turns out to be Melania?
Oh, my God.
No, even better, Marla Maples.
Yeah.
She'd have a real axe to grind with him, so that would be interesting.
Well, it's there's a lot of stuff going on here, and I think it's... I would have thought this guy would be smart enough not to ask for a fee, but to wait until he gets a portion of whatever they're going to get out of. Well, maybe he doesn't. Maybe that tells you something. Lawyers will always, if they're pretty sure they're going to win, they'll sign up for 30% of whatever the take is.
Mm-hmm.
But if they aren't sure or they have a question about it, they wonder what the outcome is going to be, then they'll charge you up front. So he's charging her up front. Actually,
did he say that?
Crowd Justice page. Well, that's the idea. When asking who's paying for this, the implication is that he's getting paid on his hourly rate. Crowd Justice page.
I think he wouldn't. I think that he's gotten so much TV publicity and everything. I don't know how much work has he actually done. He's not sitting there looking at, you know, at legal precedent. He's not doing casework. He's out on TV. So this probably, even if she is paying him it hourly, it probably hasn't cost her that much. He's filed two things.
All right. They've got $428,000 in donations so far. $100,000 of it came from one person.
From one person. Okay.
Yeah, but they've got $428,000. So that's almost $500,000. Now, who's going to donate to that other than people who politically can't stand Donald Trump? Who's going to give a penny to that thing?
Actually, there are a lot of, you know, there are, how many women is it now? I think it's 13 women on the record who have filed lawsuits or charges or against Donald Trump. And Gloria Allred was representing a bunch of them. And so some of them were here in New York, and that happened kind of around the time of the election. Yeah. Some of them, I think, have been settlements, which we may find out more with Michael Cohen's stuff kind of leaking out. Yeah. But I think any woman who has been a part of the Me Too movement, even if it's $10 or $20, that's something that's not surprising to me at all, that a lot of women are completely offended by Trump. And I think that's probably a case when you look, if they expose the records, I bet a lot of women have donated to that, way more than men. Well, there could be a George Soros in there for the $100,000, but for the rest of it, I think there are a lot of women who would donate to that.
Can't imagine George Soros in any kind of...
But you know what I mean? Like, that's where conservatives always go. George Soros is always everybody's top of mind if you're on the conservative side. Oh, George Soros, blame him for it.
The picture that came to my mind immediately upon hearing George Soros' name was him and Stormy Daniels together in the Sacramento.
That would be interesting.
All right, let's get to Mother's Day and what moms really want. Are you thinking of the best gift and you still haven't taken advantage of all the conversation and the focus that I've had these past 2 weeks on Mother's Day, the guaranteed smiles that you're now into Panic City. If you haven't gotten your mom something for Mother's Day, you can still get her the Booking Awesome Bouquets of Fabulous Flowers from the Books, BOUQS.com. Go there. Look at what they have and get the best thing. Buy the best for your mom. She deserves the best. No ifs, ands, or maybes about it. And the bouquets that they're sending from the Books Flowers are unique, special, fabulous, whatever adjective you want to use. The best thing about them is they'll be freshly cut today when you send them today from one of the Books farms around the country and delivered straight to your mom so she'll have it tomorrow. So get into the action mode and get on the your computer, go to Books.com, look over the things that they have there. Show your mom how much you care for her. These are artisan designed flowers. Ladies here have had them. They like them. You'll like them when you get them. More importantly, your mom will like them. And use the code Doug, 15% off. More. This is a fabulous deal. 15% off. The already low prices because they're cutting out the middleman. The Books. Books. Books.com. I feel like I'm talking to Daisy May the Duck. Boof. Boof. Books. Books. BOUQS.com. No dogs here. Nothing but fabulous flowers. Books.com. 15% off when you enter Doug in the code.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
And change at the hour on today's DJV show with Victoria and Karen and I taking now a walk down television lane. Let's see, last night I didn't really watch anything of note last night. I think I got, I watched that Quantico has become something that I'm interested in. Pretty interesting action stories. There was one Blue Blood episode that I enjoyed, where Frank gets in the hoochie-coochie with some lady reporter. So that's a...
Well, hey, look, going back to Quantico, Priyanka Chopra is in the spotlight now because she's good friends with Meghan Markle, and she'll be at the royal wedding.
Oh, really?
And everyone's... Oh, yeah, her Instagram following is going up and up because everyone's hoping she's going to post some pictures.
Really?
How did they
become friends?
I don't know. They may have done a project together or...
Yeah.
I don't think Priyanka was ever on Suits, but I don't know.
I think so.
Yeah, so they're actually close enough that people were speculating that Priyanka would be the maid of honor, but over there they don't do that
for
royal weddings. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Okay. So what do we have tonight? Maybe a few highlights from the weekend, Victoria.
Well, tonight there is a brand new Blind Spot at 8 p.m. on NBC. Jane is forced to recruit someone from her past to help take down a dangerous alliance. That show, I think, has been renewed for the next season.
Actually, I've started watching it a little bit. It's quite a good show. One of the subplots is that her brother is an antagonist, and she has to maybe take him out. That's where that's a speculation anyway at this point.
Well, brand new Dynasty on the CW, also at 8. That got renewed as well, which is shocking to me because I don't know a single person who watches
awful.
That reboot.
Yeah. I tried a little bit of it. But
yeah, it looks just awful. Once Upon a Time is on ABC at 8. That did get canceled, so get your fill while you can. Pete, that has a cult following as a show, so it's a shame it got canceled, but it did. Hawaii Five-O is new on CBS at 9 p.m. tonight.
It got renewed for the ninth season of that, I think?
It did get renewed, yeah. I thought that was interesting. And
it has a heavy viewership. I think it's simplistic. I don't really like watching it because the stories are so simple.
I only watched one episode. I kind of was bored with it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And then there's your favorite show, Blue Bloods, is on tonight. That's new at 10 p.m. on CBS. It's the season 8 finale. Mm-hmm. And when a series of drive-by murders occurs after six wrongly convicted men are released from prison, Danny and Baez wonder if they were orchestrated by the men as an act of revenge. Also, Frank combats the guilt he feels about these innocent men unfairly serving 9 years in prison. So might end on a cliffhanger, but we'll see.
Right. Baez is, Donnie Wahlberg is the son, one of the three sons. And, well, there's only two sons and a daughter, but one of them has been killed. But it's really an interesting thing. And the way it's going, I'm guessing that this ensemble crowd likes each other a lot. You kind of get that when you watch how they, you know, in the real, the filming of stuff, and there's a few articles around. The kid, Will Estes, who plays the youngest son, is quite a likable character, and he loves Tom Selleck. And so you can kind of get that. And Donnie Wahlberg is kind of a likable cuss in any circumstance, and he plays that role so well. He's found a niche for himself for sure. All right, let's get to the Backstreet Boys. Musically speaking, the boys have decided to switch things up during their boys' cruise by channeling an equally iconic girl group. Apparently, the Backstreet Boys are going to be working with the Spice Girls, posted in the girls' famous outfits and became sporty, scary, ginger, posh, and baby Spice for the night. So they're not really
costumes.
Performing with them.
They're looking like the Spice Boys. They did a tribute, yeah.
Right.
The costumes were really good, actually.
Were they?
They looked like
I thought they'd be
really
silly.
Oh, it was totally silly, and it was just hilarious. It's a fun thing if you're a Backstreet fan to be on the Backstreet Cruise. It was kind of a surprise for the audience. It got a lot of attention on social media, but it was really cute.
All right, there they are, the Backstreet Boys here, 28 after the hour.
Worldwide parenting. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In a meta-analysis of parenting, it was discovered that the number one parenting skill across all cultures is love. The more effectively parents can show their children love, the more effective they are as parents. You probably guessed that one, but can you guess number two, the second most important skill in regard to parenting? Well, this is an audio program, so I'm guessing you're shaking your head no, so I'll just tell you. It's how you deal with your own stress. That's right, the second most important parenting skill you can ever have is learning how to deal with your own stress. And that's probably because not only are your children watching and learning from what you're doing, but also because they are impacted by the energy you bring to them, even in the throes of stress. For more on parenting, catch me on my new show, The Secret Life of Kids, premiering March 16th at 9 p.m. on USA Network.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now at Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. N62318.
In my yard, I'm a grill master.
But weeds have invaded this backyard barbecue kingdom. With Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, you can thicken your lawn and kill over 50 pesky weeds guaranteed. Because Scott's Weed Grip technology is twice as effective on dandelions and clover as it used to be. So you can defeat invaders and green up your grass.
It's my secret recipe for a great-looking lawn.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Happy birthday to Kara Schillen, who has turned 19. Nice to have her on board. She's of age. The DJV show. Jennifer is doing a Bebopalula breakfast with some big politicos today in Los Angeles. So Victoria Keelan and Kara and I here. So what did you do to celebrate your birthday, Kara?
I feel as though I should clarify. I'm actually 26 and not 19. People are going to be very surprised. I just had a low-key night. I was just talking to Victoria about it. I hung out with some friends. I went to the gym, and my trainer was very, very sweet, and he got me a thing of Georgetown cupcakes. So we all ate them
together.
So
you can work those off?
Yeah, so that was our reward for working out. But it was very funny because, you know, the packaging for Georgetown cupcakes is very fancy. It's in a cute pink box. It's got ribbons on it. You open it up, and somehow over the course of the day, all of the cupcakes had, like, flipped over onto their sides, and the frosting had melted. It's, like, all over the box. So we all got a chuckle out of it, but it was very cute, and they were very tasty.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
La, 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 la. Harvey Weinstein's Weinstein.
Weinstein.
I listen to the way she says it.
Well, I don't think anyone wants to say it's Weinstein, you know, in a happy voice.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, what do we have that's cooking with her?
Well, the wifey. His now ex-wife, Georgina Chapman, they settled their divorce in January. She has given her first interview since all of this began. She has literally gone completely radio silent. She's never given a quote. TMZ hasn't caught her coming in and out of her house. She's pretty much been a recluse by her own admission. So Vogue magazine gave her they conducted the first interview with her. It'll be in the June issue of Vogue. Anna Wintour, who of course is the editor-in-chief of Vogue, has come out and said that she supports Georgina and her fashion brand Marchesa, which dresses all of the biggest stars in Hollywood. And Anna Wintour and a lot of women feel that, you know, Georgina didn't know what Harvey was up to and said that she shouldn't be held responsible for what her partner was doing. Georgina, in the interview, cries several times, has total breakdowns. She said that the last 7 months have been the worst 7 months of her life. She said she was so naive and so humiliated and so broken when the scandal unfolded. She said that she never wondered where he was. She said, I'm not that type of person who was constantly wondering where my husband was. And she said, I thought we had a really good marriage. She said, I thought I had a solid partner. I thought that I had a wonderful father for my two daughters. And she said now, quote, I have moments of rage, I have moments of confusion, I have moments of disbelief still, and she said, I have moments when I just cry for my children. What are their lives going to be? They love their dad, but what are people going to say to them? And she said, I just can't bear it for them. She said she's been in intensive therapy since this whole thing happened, and she's actually, one of the interesting things about this, she was staying with actor David Oyelowo, who is a British, she's also British, so they've been longtime friends, and that's where she's sort of been hiding out, at his house. Mm-hmm. And no one really knew where she was, and she said she just didn't leave the house. And it's, when you read the interview, it really is very sad, and this definitely strikes me as a woman who was just completely blindsided, and obviously, like she said, was incredibly naive, and just couldn't even imagine that the guy she was sleeping with at night, and I mean sleeping next to, you know, was this kind of a creep.
I don't know. I find that hard to believe, but well, give it the
benefit
of the
doubt. But, you know, think about it, though. There were a lot of people in Hollywood who worked with Weinstein who didn't know that he was doing this.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of women who have come out in defense of themselves, you know, when Meryl Streep was accused, and she said, I had business meetings with him all the time, and I never would have known that that's what he was doing. So, I don't know. If she's a very busy fashion designer. She's, you know, she's a lot younger than he is. I don't know what, you know, I don't know how much boom boom was happening in that relationship after the two kids were born. So maybe it is possible to just think you're married to a decent guy.
Okay, well, to each
his own. And you know, normally, normally my stance would be no one could be that naive. No one could not know. But I think in this case, I don't think she did.
Well, I give you and her the excuse me, the benefit of the doubt. Important thing is that she's free of him and able to move off on her own. So good luck to her. I wish her the best. That's the bottom line, one way or another. Getting rid of that guy has got to be a plus in your life one way or another. And the fact that she says he's a good father makes you wonder what really we're talking about, Jekyll and Hyde here, maybe.
Right.
Under the circumstances. Okay, let's move to Hawaii, where the volcano has made lots of news this week. Usually volcanoes, if they're active, considered active, they blow up about once every 100 years. There are geologists over in Hawaii have gone over there to witness what's been going on, not only this week or past 10 days or so, but looking around to see what else may be going on. Apparently, this particular volcano has been throwing rocks, boulders out of the ground the size of refrigerators. And when I say it throws it out of the ground, the pressure, again, remember, we're talking about 18,000, 19,000 degrees of heat, and the pressure that's built up underneath the surface of the earth with the water that's down there and it cooking, the steam it creates. So when it lets go, you can imagine that stuff is flying into the air sometimes 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 feet. So imagine a boulder the size of a refrigerator going up in the air almost a mile and coming back. I won't be around that. And I wonder what else we have from the local reports, Kara.
Lava shot through another crack on Hawaii's Big Island yesterday, threatening a nearby power plant. It has been 1 week since lava first burst from the ground outside the Kilauea volcano. There are now 15 fissures. The lava flow covers 116 acres. That's nearly the size of 88 football fields. That's huge. 36 buildings have been destroyed.
Today, the threat of an explosive volcanic eruption is an immediate concern. Most of Volcanoes National Park will be closed starting tomorrow. There's also an increasing threat of fog or volcanic fog sweeping across the islands.
It's really a place of beauty, but in this circumstance, it has to be taking its toll on, I don't have any stats, but on the visitation there.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
At least to that island, anyway.
Yeah, and even if it doesn't affect other islands, I would think it would still impact that, just because if you're not from Hawaii, if you've never been there, you don't really know anything about it, but you see these pictures. I mean, I just watched a video of an entire house basically being engulfed in flames, and half of the side is just covered in this black rock and lava, and it's terrifying. And so if you're not from there and you hear something about a volcano, you might just be like, well, I'll just stay away from there for a while.
I found something new that I thought would be interesting for the ladies. There is a new company that is teaching what essentially is a sport seminar. Women are teaching other women. So if you want to learn more about sports, in you're using this to further your cachet with men, making relationships better. If you have a man in your life, like Victoria has a man in her life who's very into sports and in that environment. So I thought about you only because, I can't imagine you taking this course because, I can't imagine you anybody suggesting anything to you. If it's not your idea, I'm figuring,
what?
I don't think
you say the most unflattering things about, that's so not true. You say very unflattering things about me.
I'm being unflattering when I just feel you're a determined, strong woman, and if you decide you want to learn about something, you learn about it. You want to do something,
right,
you do
but
it.
If someone introduces me to something, that happens all the time. So you're saying that I wouldn't be open to suggestion.
No, I'm saying in this particular circumstance, for this particular course on sports, talking sports, this is really what this is all about, talking sports. This course teaches women how to talk to the screen and talk to the shirt. It uses sports knowledge in a way to get ahead and get going, so that when you're talking to somebody, I suppose in a bar.
Wait, is this supposed to be like a broadcasting thing, or is this just how to pick up men?
This is how to pick up men.
Oh, I hate stuff like this.
I told you you wouldn't do it.
No, because it's so sexist.
Yeah, that's why I bring it up. $50 a night is the girlfriend discount.
God. Kara, would you ever in a million years do this?
No. It's just... honestly, anyone who does do it is probably still not going to have a lot of luck with guys. Or
exactly.
Not any great guys, because I think it's going to become fairly obvious after the fact. Like, if you're dating a guy who's super into sports, and then he finds out that you took a class to learn more about sports to try and pick up guys. I don't know. What kind of relationship does that lead to anyway?
At least I created some controversy, ladies and gentlemen, didn't I?
Oh, my God.
Food for thought. Well, it's going
so
on.
So many great things exist in the world.
All right, here's something else. I get out of this a question as to whether parents ought to be required to get sportsmanship training. There's an athletic association in Florida becoming the first group to require parents to take a class to teach them how to behave themselves when they go watch their children play.
Isn't that funny? It's not even the athletes who need the training. It's the parents who yell terrible stuff on the sidelines.
That happens so much, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it does.
My cousins have little kids, and my cousin was just telling me last week that he hates going to his son's games now because the parents are so obnoxious that the kids, a lot of the kids don't even enjoy it anymore.
No, they don't want their parents to come.
Oh, yeah. It's the dads in the audience who are having a fist fight.
And the
mom,
their moms,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Those of you listening to WTTB and WMEL, you may not know this is called the Jupiter Tequesta Athletic Association. 6,000 children are served ages 5 to 18 in the community, making parents take an hour-long ethics course.
Oh, my God.
If the parents refuse, the children can't play. That's pretty interesting. Here's Nicole Balo, who's 14, plays softball, basketball, and soccer, says some of the parents could use some sportsmanship training. Quote, a lot of parents open up their mouths and give too much of their opinion. In some cases, they hurt the feelings of other players. There's a lot of bullying probably going on. This is the first one of these in the country, according to the National Alliance for Youth Sports, which developed the program and is trying to get it spread around in other places like Charlotte, North Carolina, as somebody there is asked to set up the program. Major incidents in Jupiter and other areas in Palm Beach County for whatever the reason. $5 a head for each one of the counseling programs.
You know, the sad thing is, in that story, the kids can't play if the parents don't take this course. That is just so wrong to punish kids, because you know that there are some parents, some dads, who are going to be arrogant and say, oh, I don't need that, I'm not going to take that, and then the poor kids can't play.
Mm-hmm. Not cool. All right, here's something that is cool. This is something I have taken to. Ladies, I hope you have taken to it. We haven't actually talked too much about this off the air. Things in our lives often become our conversation. One of the things that we started talking about last month here is a product that's been around for 20-some-odd years. We've just gotten to know about it, and therefore you are just getting to know about Life Change Tea. This is a very pure substance, all organic, has no caffeine in it whatsoever. I drink it now all the time. Instead of water, I'm drinking it when I'm on the air. I want to keep my voice and my throat all lubricated, so I've always had a lot of water while I was on the air. Well, this is even better than that, because I've learned that Miracle Tea, this Life Change Tea, will do great things to cleanse my body, cleanse your colon. It'll work perfectly in a number of different ways. So if you've been eating a lot of bad stuff lately and you want to clean it out, this is something you make it in a, you cook it, what is it, 8 ounces of water, I think it is, 2 cups, if I'm not mistaken, Victoria. You were making it the other day, and then you put it in with a gallon of water.
Right.
And then that lasts, it's been lasting me about a week. And so if you're interested in cleansing your body, that's how this stuff is a proprietary. Say it again. There it is, Doug. A proprietary herbal formula, a gentle cleanse, rid your body of toxins and all the molds and parasites and bacteria, the GMO impact, if you will, which depletes the nutrition from our body. So if you're feeling run down, go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. This is a great way to maintain your health, your well-being, an energy drink. And you can be like me and everybody else here, drinking it every day. You can't get it in the store. You got to get it online by going to GetTheTea.com. So GetTheTea.com. If you use the discount code DJV, free shipping. You can get it sent to you. Won't cost you anything. I think you'll be very happy with this. I am. GetTheTea.com. It's a life-changing formula. Go to GetTheTea.com, use the code DJV, and have it shipped to you free. Try it. I think you really will like it. It's 10 before the hour.
Right now at Kohl's, gifts for mom, Kohl's cash for you. Give a fine fragrance starting at $56 or $54.99 Nike sneakers and get $10 Kohl's cash. Give her a Roomba for $349.99 and you'll get $70 Kohl's cash. Plus, shop other great gifts and take an extra 15% off or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid in 10 through 13 through promo code Mom's Day. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Three after the hour now here as we overview. I say we. I'm just sort of the leader of the band. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan has the awesome responsibility of going through the top 5 stories this week in the world of technology, starting at number 5, a focus on Amazon and yet another business that they want to be in.
Yes, Amazon is getting into the dog food business with a line of pet food called Wag, and it is available exclusively to Prime members. It launched this week. Comes in 2 sizes, 5 pounds for $12.99, 30 pounds for $44.99, and it has different flavors, chicken, beef, lentil, salmon. They're starting out with dry dog food. They're adding other products later, and this is part of their rapidly expanding private label line, which includes Amazon Basics, which has they have a bunch of household appliances and products and things like that. Other people make them. They slap the Amazon Basics label on them. They're actually really good products, though. They're very well priced, and they're highly rated. They also have Wickedly Prime Foods, Stone and Beam Furniture, and Presto Cleaning products. So now, essentially, in the same way that Amazon's purchase of Whole Foods forced prices down in supermarkets, Wag will intensify price competition among pet food retailers. Now, this is big business. Americans spent $32 billion year on pet food. Yeah. And now, Petco and PetSmart, those big box stores, they've been forced to come up with other strategies. Petco actually bought Chewy.com. And, or PetSmart, rather, bought Chewy.com, which is the service that I use, and they ship dog food and all kinds of things for a really reasonable amount. They made $3 billion off of Chewy last year. So Amazon sees how much money is there, and that's why they're now in the dog food business.
Yep. Number four this week, counting down to number one, is a focus on Instagram getting together with Spotify.
Yes, this is a very cool new partnership. Instagram and Spotify have announced a new function that allows for an easier way to share your song of the moment. So if you're on Instagram and you're listening to a playlist on Spotify and you decide, hey, I really love this song, I want to share it with my Instagram followers. In the past, you'd have to take a screenshot of your phone from Spotify and then load it like a regular picture onto your Instagram story or on your Instagram page. Now, Spotify has a new button that says share to Instagram story. And while you're listening to Spotify, you can zoom that picture right over to Instagram, and your followers can just click on the link, and it takes you right to Spotify, and you can listen to the song. It's very, very seamless, and it's a great idea for both businesses. Most people start out with a Spotify free account and then switch over to a premium, so Spotify is really hoping to kind of ride the coattails of Instagram.
All right. Number three has to do with what we as a country, Americans in general, think about electric cars.
Yeah, AAA did a brand new survey, and one in five Americans say they are likely to buy an electric car for their next vehicle. And that's up from 15% who said that they were likely to buy a car, an electric car, last year. And this, right now, 0.72% of the market, that's very small, less than 1%, makes of the current vehicle market in America is electric cars. So this would be a huge, huge leap if all these people do follow through on it. 80% of the people polled saying that they would buy an electric car. The number one reason was concern for the environment. The second reason, with 67%, was people cited lower operating costs. Electricity costs a lot less per mile than gasoline or diesel fuel, and electric cars cost a lot less to maintain because no oil changes and fewer parts.
All right. I don't know. I think I could have a conversation about that that would go on longer than we have time for. Number two, Hulu. Hula, hooray for Hulu.
Hulu is taking a page from Netflix, and they are finally, your favorite word, allowing for downloaded content. So during a big presentation this week at Madison Square Garden, Hulu, these presentations, whether it's Apple or Google, or they're turning into these stadium events now for nerds. Yeah. It's kind of crazy. But anyway, Hulu announced that they are offering downloadable shows and movies during the 2018-2019 season, and so just like with Netflix, which is great for travel, you can download some movies and TV shows to your iPad or your iPhone. They haven't figured it out for laptops yet, but you can travel when you don't have Wi-Fi and you don't have access to the Internet. It's a great tool. It's been super popular among Netflix users, so obviously Hulu wanted to make sure that they jumped in on that bandwagon, and it's a smart move.
Number one, a focus on Google.
Yes.
Google. I love saying that. Google.
Google had another one of those nerd stadium events this week, and they said that their new software will focus on digital well-being. The biggest news, however, to come out of it is the new Google Assistant voice is John Legend's. So now you can have John Legend's voice with you all day, every day, and you can tell him what to do. And so a lot of people are very excited about that.
And where to go, if you like either or both of those things. All right, there they are, the wrap on the top five items from technology this week as to how they impact you. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen here at 59 after the hour.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Are you an American patriot? FreeOldGlory.com is calling for all American patriots to have a free flag. We are giving away free American flags, flags for patriots, at FreeOldGlory.com. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Show off your pride as an American. Get a free American flag. Go now. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Go now.